Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. So I have this Facebook group of aspiring and current financial professionals, and I recently got this question. Carmen asked, since ethics are a big concern for her when considering future employers in the financial industry, she wanted to see whether or not it made sense to work for a bigger firm or a smaller firm. Based on that, I thought it might be helpful to go over some of the pros and cons of working with a large financial services firm so that at the end of this video, you can choose whether or not a small firm or a large firm is going to be right for you. Get the pen and paper out. Hey guys, Dominique Henderson, your CFP here on YouTube, founder of DJH Capital Management. And you know, since the beginning of August, I have been mentoring a small group of people in a Facebook group of aspiring and current financial professionals. If you want to know more about the group, I'll link something down there in the cards. But you know, a lot of different topics and questions come up. And the one that we talked about or shown at the beginning of this video is something that we see all the time. You know, people are wanting to know before they start investing time and money and you know, years of their life into pursuing a financial professional career path. What are the pros and cons of working with a big or a smaller firm? Now, this particular question I think is pretty unique because things are changing in this industry all the time, and you know, working for a big firm may not be for you, or working for a small firm may not be for you. But I want to go over some of the pros and cons. So I've covered the pathway to entering into this field, and I've covered how to break away. I'm going to link all that stuff in the cards just so you have some supplemental information along with this video. But let's get started. Now, one thing I want to say, actually two things, two disclaimers from yours truly. The first is, I've never really worked for a big bank. I worked for a hedge fund. We managed $16 billion, but it was a private company. It wasn't public. So it's a little different than working for like a Morgan Stanley or a Merrill Lynch. However, I do have plenty of colleagues in the industry over the last 20 years that have shared with me their experiences. So I have some pretty good secondhand experience. The second thing is, I think pros and cons are always weighed in the eyes of, you know, that particular person, right? What is your worldview? What do you hold dear? For instance, I run a fee-only firm. You know, a lot of people run a fee-based firm, and that's perfectly okay. But at the end of the day, I don't find it comfortable to be able to sell products that may or may not be in the best interest of my clients. I want to just be able to sell them advice, if you will. So I think that you always have to kind of look at what your own ethics and morals and then the legal ramifications of whatever you do. You have to always paint it in that light. But that being said, let's just jump into the pros and cons of working for either a big or a small firm. Now, one obvious pro for working for a big firm is you're going to have almost unlimited resources. I mean, you may have admin, you have operations staff, you're going to have, you know, access to probably office space, a lot of the things that you don't always get in a small firm, especially if you decide to start your own. The resources of a big, large firm, and then you also got the brand name and the brand identity. You know, people are going to see, you know, say Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard or whatever big firm you decide to work for, and they're going to identify with that brand. They're not necessarily identifying with you per se as a personal financial advisor. They are coming to work with you because of the big brand name. Now, on the other hand, the con could be that you're going to get lost in the shuffle sometimes. You know, some of these firms have thousands of advisors across the country and across the world, and how do you fit in with that culture? Are you going to be able to find the type of mentor and the type of leadership that you need in order to develop your career and actually find out what you love to do in this industry? Because there's so many things that you can do. So I'm curious, let me know down in the comments, do you think that the pros in this particular instance outweigh the cons? Like for instance, do the resources of a firm outweigh being lost in the shuffle? Let me know down in the comments what you think. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. Okay, another thing you may want to consider is the firm's mandate. And this is how I think this can be a con, or I think it can be a negative. You know, when you have a for-profit organization, then the mandate of the firm and its interests that need to be served is going to be towards the shareholder, not necessarily the clients that come in the door. Now, granted, you may try to align all those interests together, but at the end of the day, a for-profit corporation has to serve the best interests of its shareholders. And therefore, from the top down, you're going to see things like mandates, you're going to see like quotas, you're going to see things that you're going to have to do in order to stay with that firm. And some of those things may toe the line or be a gray area when it comes to dealing with a particular client. I know with one of my particular coaching clients, what they told me is, you know, working at a big firm, they had the mandate of gathering the assets, but the person just needed advice and they weren't really ready to go down the road of transferring their assets over. You know, at the end of the day, he as an employee had to make that hard decision. So this is where a big firm and its mandates and its obligation to the shareholders can be somewhat of a problem if you're working for that particular big firm. Now, on the flip side of that, I'm going to say big firms are going to have, you know, the stability that you want, right? You know, when you're a big, large corporation and you're beholden to shareholders, you're going to have, you know, millions and millions of dollars at your disposal from a revenue standpoint, which is going to allow for some job security, right? And if you're just coming into the industry, you don't want to maybe be at a smaller firm that you don't know if they're going to be around in the next couple of years, or it's so small that there's really no direct or, you know, clear career path. So those are the things that you just got to kind of weigh when it comes to being with a big firm or a small firm. Now, leave down in the comments whether or not you think that the cons outweigh the pros, or the pros outweigh the cons. Now, would you rather have the stability of a big firm, or would you rather have the flexibility of a small firm, but yet you may not have that stability from a financial standpoint? Let me know what you think. Now, one final parting thought: experience can be gained at either a small or a big firm. It really doesn't matter. You really just need to find a really good fit from a personality, an ethics, and a morality standpoint, with a team of people that will be willing to train you and, you know, share their experience, and that you guys can collaborate together and you can go down the path of becoming a financial professional like you desire. Larger firms are going to have things like training programs. It's going to have a very designed and clear path curriculum in order to get you where you want to go. And sometimes these are great starting points for individuals. You don't have to stay there forever, is what I would say. As you've probably gathered, unfortunately, there's never going to be a 100% fit like a glove, but I'm sure with some good, diligent research and mentorship, you can find the place that's for you. Now, I know I haven't covered an all-inclusive list of all the things that need to be considered when it comes to pros and cons. So if you can think of some more things that you want me to cover, leave those down in the comments. I'll be happy to answer them, and we'll see you back next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.